Good morning, Ashworth family. We're so glad that you're joining us again online. As you heard, we're going to be getting back together very soon. But before we get there, we've got a few more interviews that we want to do and a few more friends that we want to introduce you to. And today I'm very excited to introduce to you a couple that Carrie and I got to meet a year or so ago. And just through their ministry and what they do, our own marriage was made better because of our time with them. And so I'm going to allow them to introduce themselves, but this is Gary and Debbie Leidig. So Gary, Debbie, why don't you guys introduce yourselves? Tell us who you are and what you do.
Thank you, Pastor Brent. Debbie and I are blessed to be with you and with your church and those great folks that you have. And I had about 12 years at the Walt Disney World organization, and that's where I met my precious bride. Debbie was working there too, and we've been married 43 years. And she's been kind. I don't know how that she's done 43 years, but I'm very grateful.
And right here.
And then I have went to Focus on the Family for 22 years and was blessed to be hired by Dr. James Dobson. And boy, what a special journey that was of teaching me and growing me as far as certainly marriages and families and all of the things that God allowed me to do during that time. And then God led us to America's Family Coaches here in Des Moines, and with Gary and Barb Rosberg. And so that gave me another 9 or 10 years to keep working on wonderful couples and those in need. And so we're very, very grateful for the opportunities that God has given to us.
Yeah, and I was raised in a ministry home. Church ministry home. My father was a pastor, and certainly always very involved in church ministry, and then had the privilege of working with a Christian school in early education, and had several early education centers, and certainly my love for ministry to families grew there in many, many ways. And then when we moved to Des Moines, Iowa, I had the privilege of being hired by Valley Church as their director of women's ministry, mm-hmm. where I still serve. And about 5 years ago, we felt God calling us mm-hmm. to take another step of faith and to take the wonderful experience and wisdom and knowledge that we had gained in our ministry life to a new level. And so we started a nonprofit. And we became certified Christian life coaches that focus on relationship, particularly pre-marriage and marriage. And so over the past 5 years, we have been amazed at how God has given us the opportunity to encourage these pre-marrieds and marrieds to continue the course and to grow onward and upward in their relationship. Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Yeah. And that's the name of your ministry, right? Onward and
Upward. Onward and Upward, yes.
Very nice. That's correct.
You know, as you were talking about your role at Valley Church, many of our women are familiar with your work over at Valley Church because every year I think we send at least a table full or two over to the Basket Bash that yes. you help put on and coordinate. And that's a huge thing that I know our women love. Well, I know you guys have been a blessing to Carrie and I personally, and you guys working in marriage, obviously you get to see a full range of ups and downs. And we all know that ups and downs are a part of any life. And when you bring two imperfect people together, obviously that's a part sometimes in that relationship. But now we're in a very interesting time because there's a pandemic going on and people are working from home. And so how have you guys seen the pandemic start to impact marriages, positive and negative?
Well, Brent, it's a great, great question. There's so much going on for so many couples. Everybody's affected, as you know. And the negative ways of been really struggles as we watch and see, and we're with couples from the standpoint that, you know, everybody's been taken back somewhere along the the journey here is about, there's folks that they're on unemployment. They don't have that anymore. And you, when you look at stress, these are all things that are happening. And then you look at the economic hardship that's taking place. How are we going to pay for this? How are we going to live in this home? It just goes on and on and on. And then you look at the communication piece of it. There's so many hurts and pains in this, because there's times that it becomes critical, and then that leads to arguments, and it's such a way to break things in a family and in a marriage, so many ways from that standpoint. And Debbie and I we see so much that it's called a blame game, and husbands and wives and husbands, and they want to blame the next person, their spouse, from that standpoint. And that never gets anywhere except arguments and all that tears down a marriage. And you get frustrated. You get to a point you don't want to listen to your spouse anymore. And it just breaks down what they really want as far as a godly marriage. And then you've got the social network. From the standpoint that it's limited right now. It really is limited. And, you know, you look at daycares, they're closed down. And you look at, you know, children this summer, they're not going to be able to go to camps. Mm-hmm. There's just not going to be many camps that are open and encouraging others to come there. And you look at, you know, your family's been trying to plan trips, would like to go on vacations, would like to go and see family and relatives and all that. That may not be able to happen. And the way things are going, we just need to take one day at a time, because and that's the Lord's guidance in His Word. There's enough today instead of going out further and further. And that really causes a lot of worry from that standpoint. So, it's just a special time that we really need to understand this journey, because God's in control. He's got His plans. We don't know them, but He's got our plans. And so those are some of the negative things from that standpoint. And I'm going to do the beginning of things, but my precious bride does a much better job. So she's going to take over.
Well, I think there's a lot of stress, just because of the confusion. You know, you hear one thing one day, you hear one thing the next day. You know, do you wear masks? Do you not wear masks? Do you go to the grocery store? Do you not go to the grocery store? So there's just a lot of misinformation out there that has caused some confusion. And and then just the general unknown of the future.
Yeah.
You know, we've been really fortunate in our daily lives for the last 50 years to be pretty predictable. And a lot of these things were happening around the world, but they didn't touch us and it didn't disrupt us. So now we have a big question mark about the future. You know, will the kids go back to school in the fall? Will we be able to do this? Will we have graduation in August? And I guess a lot of schools are deciding to do that. And that reminds me, there's a lot of disappointment that we've had to deal with as a result of this. And weddings have been postponed, and certainly trips. And, you know, you're looking at two grandparents that are very sad that they can't see their seven-month-olds, baby boys. So, yeah, so there's just a general sense of the rug's been pulled out from underneath us. And any one of these things that would happen that Gary's talked about and I've talked about would be enough to overwhelm a person. But when they all happen at once, it can be pretty traumatic. And then you throw in the whole undercurrent of the racial tension on top of that, and the weather, and just different other things that are happening too. And not to mention people that are dealing with loss of life, and just the separation from their parents, elderly parents. They can't spend time with them. So all of this has just left a lot of stress And I feel kind of like we're in a pressure cooker.
And so because of that, you know, I think sometimes when life isn't in pandemic mode, there's a lot of different outlets that people can do. You can, you know, you go to work and that's kind of a way to be able to let off some steam. You know, you may do recreational sports, which hopefully in a couple of weeks are going to be kicking back up. But
amen.
At this point, there's been no outlet. And so when you take a husband and wife in that situation and you start getting a little bit of, not just even a little bit, but a lot of stress, you know, you mentioned, Gary, that there's that blame game that goes on. What can a couple do to kind of address that? Because, you know, I know the church will be shocked that Carrie and I don't have the perfect marriage, but no, you know, occasionally we have what I like to call the intense moments of fellowship, you know, and so
we're familiar with those.
You're familiar with those too. Exactly. You know, what do you do in a marriage when you can't go anywhere and that stress is, you know, the rub is there and you start sniping at each other? What are some things you can do to kind of help those situations?
Yeah,
Brent.
Good question.
Yes, there's a main part of this that so we feel so strongly about. I think every couple, the majority, maybe 99%, they want to change this other spouse. They want, it's the blame game is saying only if you would do this, do that, do this, we wouldn't have any struggles. And that's the blame game. And the bottom line is none of us can transform another individual. Only God can do that. But what we can do as the individual, we can go to our Lord and ask him, would he help transform me? And share the areas in our lives of where we need to grow and to work on our own situation so we can become a better husband or a better wife from that standpoint. We cannot change the other spouse. Only God can do that for any of us. So that's really a key, that we've got to stop saying only if you would do this. We go to the Lord, ask him to help us with the areas in our life, and trust God to take care of our spouse.
Yeah. I think, too, one of your, one of the things that we were talking about in some of these questions are, how do you manage expectations? And I think it has to start with letting your expectations be known. Mm-hmm. And I think the spouses need to have a plan. This is a new thing. And, you know, when your church started meeting at home or started meeting online, you as a church staff had to have a plan, right?
Yeah.
In order to do that. And it's the same thing as what's happening in our homes. It'll obviously look different because we're dealing with our families. Mm-hmm. But I think so many times we just wait in it and let things happen. And in this situation, because of the high stress level, I think the expectations need to be talked about. And I think routine, plan, all of those things are going to be absolutely essential in making this flow easy. And two, just understanding that this is not forever, ever. There are going to be aspects of it that become our new normal. There's no doubt about that. But the being at home together may not be as long as we think, you know, it's going to be. So there's some relief coming in some way. So I think that there's encouragement there. But I think in letting our expectation be known to our spouse, but also knowing that what we expect of ourselves, we're not superhuman. And we don't have superhuman powers. Mm-hmm. We have the Holy Spirit in us. Yeah. And like Gary said, first and foremost, we do need to depend on Christ to transform us and help us through this time. But we also need to relax a little bit and not be so hard on ourselves when everything doesn't go perfectly. You know, we're all in this together is a phrase that we've heard an awful lot.
Amen.
In this whole thing. But, and here's the secret of that too. Yes, we are all in this together in this sea, ocean of pandemic, but we're all in a different boat. And some boats are going to weather this storm a little bit easier. An ocean liner will weather a typhoon better than a raft. And you know, there are times when I get on every boat during this pandemic, but I think we have to give grace, knowing that we're not all at the same point and place, and being able to encourage each other.
I really feel too, Brent, that this may be one of the greatest opportunities in our lives to be able to grow closer to the Lord, closer to our spouses, closer to our children. We may never have this opportunity that we're having at this time and in this season, in this journey from that standpoint. And yes, there are terrible things. There are hard things. It's a whole new direction of looking into our own hearts, our own lives, and saying, let me move out and do more from the standpoint of helping people and loving people and coming alongside. And the attitudes are so important. And I'm a big believer in a glass being half full. To come alongside, we can spend all day talking about the negatives, but that's not going to get us anywhere, or our children, or our marriage from that standpoint. So I think we need to understand how important it is to help our attitudes and deal with things that are positive as best that we can.
Yeah. I love it. I'm hearing of couples, you know, going for, in fact, we've been out walking quite a bit and we see whole families taking walks together. So, you know, you would ask at the beginning, what were some of the positives? And we kind of launched right into the negatives, but we see families spending more time together than they ever have. Eating dinner together around the table, maybe not just dinner, but breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Being able to do games together and you know, just have fun together. So there's a lot of positive things that, quite frankly, I don't want to go back to the way we were doing things when everything's hurry scurry, even though there was it was a lot less hectic. But I think we need to recapture these positive moments and intentionally make sure that we don't just let them fall by the wayside when this is all over.
You know, before we got on the call, I was looking at social media and I saw an article pop up and it talked about how right now they're looking at passing a new law in the UK that would allow for a no-fault quickie divorce, and how some people were saying this is the worst time to do something once marriages have kind of been put under the pressure cooker. And it just had me think, what would you say to the couple that right now is maybe at their wits' end with one another, they're at their wits' end with their kids, and you know, they're thinking about throwing in the towel, you know, just get me through this and I'm out of here. What would you say to that couple to give them hope for something that could be different?
You know how I think we've all heard when a spouse dies, how the advice is given to the living spouse to not make any rash decisions for at least a year, just because of the trauma of the death. And I tend to think this is similar. I think, again, we've been through a very traumatic time that has affected our lives in many, many ways. And I think it would not be a good thing to make a permanent decision right now. One is life impacting is divorce, for sure. And I would encourage the couple to really find either a coach or a marriage and family therapist that they could kind of figure out, you know, and untangle the place that they are right now. And chances are you know, they're probably feeling like we're the only ones that are feeling this. Mm-hmm. We're the only couple that, you know, couldn't make it through this. And that's not true. I think that many, many couples have struggled in very varying ways in their relationship with this. So I'm sad to hear that is happening in the UK. I think it's not necessary. I think with some encouragement, some accountability, some great coaching and counseling, that couples can actually come out stronger than they were. You know, we've talked about this in our coaching sessions, is that these types of things that happen in life, first of all, they're going to happen. Life is not static. There's always going to be some difficulty. And, you know, we have to become resilient to be able to withstand that. But the great thing is, on the other side of it, it bonds you closer together. Yeah. And you can weather those storms. And, you know, I just would encourage couples to find help either through their pastor in counseling, church counseling, or again, I think coaching professional therapist.
Yeah. Every week during this part, we'll have a link in our chat window that is just a very short form. It asks for name and email. And if anybody's watching this today and they think our marriage is struggling, it's falling apart and you're feeling hopeless, or you just feel like you need some help, click that link and put your name and email. That's a form that comes directly to me. And then I will reach out and help put you in touch with those that can help you. I don't have to have all the details, but another recurring theme that we keep hearing week in and week out is just exactly what you said. You know, if you need help, seek help, but silence is the enemy. Sitting here thinking I'm the only one, it's only us, and not the problem is when you don't reach out for help. And yes. God did not create it for you to be alone and to struggle, because there's nothing worse in the church than when a family falls apart and no one knew about it when it happens. And there are plenty of people inside this church, your coaching, therapists that exist that are willing to dive in and help bring that hope back to marriages. And I hope people understand that.
Yeah. Yeah. And Brent, you're so right on with this. And it's important too, that when you're in those situations, is to be transparency. So many people don't want anybody to know something. Well, whether it's a wife or a husband, they need mentors. They need people that they know, they love, and they need to go to them. And then they can get help in maybe a counseling or a coach, whatever. But they need to surround themselves with people that they trust, that are genuine, that will love on them, serve them, and be a part of their journey, which is so difficult if you try to do it all on your own.
Yeah.
Well, amazingly, our time just flew by. these things go by so quick. But do you guys have any other final closing thoughts that you would like to share with the people listening to this today?
Oftentimes, you know, women will come to me and say, how do I get my husband to grow closer to God? Or maybe a man will say to Gary, how do I get my wife to grow closer to God? And, you know, and how do we go closer to each other? And the truth of the matter is, if you think of a triangle and you've got the man and the woman at either side of the triangle and God at the top, as you move closer to him, you grow closer to your spouse. Yeah. So there's nothing but positive that can come out of us growing closer to him. And we have the time now to do that with each other. And the same principle goes for our children too.
Absolutely. Well, if we have people that are interested in getting in touch with you, what's the best way for them to do that? Do you have a website, or what's the best way?
We do. We have onwardandupwardministries.com.
Okay.
And that would be, and Debbie and I are wide open with anyone if they would like to call us. Our phone number is 515 537-3561. And we certainly, as Debbie shared earlier, doing premarital coaching, and I do weddings, and then we do marriage coaching where there are struggles there. We just want to serve God and make a difference for Him and His kingdom. And so that's what God's called us to do, Brent. That's awesome. We're available. We are committed to helping everyone that we can in whatever way that they are asking.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for your time today. I really appreciate it, and I know it's going to really help the people in our church, and hopefully this goes beyond our church to encourage a lot of marriages out there. So thank you guys so much.
Thank you. God bless you, brother, and God bless your folks.